What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag? Brown bag.
We're live, yeah!
Warning you right now, listening or watching, we are going, it's going to be a mukbang in here, okay? We're going to eat during the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Not because we're doing Friendsgiving or Thanksgiving, but because we're really hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And we're stealing money. Stealing money? No, we're not. We are not stealing money.
Wow,
we are not involved in any cases, past or future. We're stealing food from Power 106's potluck.
That's right.
What did you guys bring to the potluck?
Nothing.
It's because we're the morning. So
we're in the morning.
We usually are gone by the time the potluck happens, so it doesn't really make sense.
And the amount of bread they took from us? I'm kidding.
We keep the whole shit going.
Yeah. Stop.
Another Latin dark joke.
We're going to eat during the show because Vic only ate.
Vic stuffed himself. Pause.
Hey, yo.
But it's not alive.
I did it fast, though.
Who brought the best dish?
Even more pause.
What?
Like from the potluck. Who brought the best?
Iman brought
Jollibee.
Jollibee.
Wow.
Jollibee always hits.
Filipino shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, something smells and I don't know what. Did we leave something from last episode? Did we leave the cake here? Did we leave the cake out?
I don't think so.
You know what it is?
No, I cleaned up the
Did we spill something?
I think I smell a little bit. I'm sweaty as fuck from the gym.
Not me.
You know what it is too? The trash can.
No, I cleaned
it's
it
It's a trash can.
No, you didn't. There's two. We have to. You didn't clean the other one.
Sorry,
we're having roommate issues.
We're having roommate issues right
but
now.
But yeah, we're going to get it right.
That's always been my biggest fear.
What?
Having a roommate and we argue about like the stupidest thing where I could just live on my own and argue with anybody.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
That's why I don't have roommates.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't move in with my homie because I feel like it would have ruined our relationship.
Oh, yeah. I remember you were thinking about it. I remember you talked about that.
Yeah, and they still want to do it, but I'm like, dude.
No.
You like your space, too.
You fool smoke blunts.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why I never moved in with any of my homies, too. Like,
because they all
Swift,
smoke.
Sal, like, I just knew. I'm like, nah, you fool smoke. And then smokers don't think that they don't even realize that they're doing it. They'll be like, just because it's so second nature.
Mm-hmm. And like
I'll be like, Swift, you can't smoke in my living room with my son in the room. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, bro. I'm like, ugh. Like, he's just so numb to it. Like, he smokes in his room at his house all the time. Yeah. So it doesn't matter to him, you know?
They don't get it.
Yeah.
Today, there's a press conference for Ryan Garcia. Mm. I'm choosing you guys over boxing, just so you know that. Priorities.
And Ryan Garcia?
Yeah, he's going to fight in December. But it's going to be, like, an exhibition because he's out.
He's not sanctioned.
He's not in boxing for at least a year, I believe.
Because of the drug testing.
Yeah, because of the drug testing. And also, probably the stuff that subsequently happened with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even know if it's the drug testing part, to be honest. I'm not too sure which part, like, got him out. The stuff, crazy stuff he was saying?
Oh, yeah.
But
that's weird. You can't ban, like, it's like you cannot really ban anybody from doing shit these days, right?
I think he pressed the line. Whatever he did, I know that even he knows,
I'm saying, no, he definitely got, like, unsanctioned as a fighter, whatever the case was, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, like, even there's a loophole to do an exhibition,
that
he's such a big fighter.
Yeah, that he's going to draw a crowd. It's still Ryan Garcia. People want to see him fight. Yeah. So you could be like, all right, fine. You guys don't want to have me in the league, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It's not a league, but like in the league, so to speak, then I'll just still fight. Like, you can't take the fighter out of me, you know?
And he's fighting this guy.
And Rukia is, like other countries, they have their own like really star fighters too. And he's Japanese. So it's like, big deal, you guys.
Oh, and he's there.
Yeah.
He's there, Ryan Garcia.
You know, like before we had Ohtani, he was a big deal
in Japan.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the picture they have now.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
that's what's going on. What would you do if you were in
Japan?
In Japan,
by prostitutes.
What? Why are they known for that? It's not Amsterdam.
I don't feel like they're known for that.
But you know some Asian hoes, you know what I'm saying?
But what if you just pick Asian up on a chick, period? Why you gotta be? Why you gotta pay for her?
Yeah, because sometimes you don't want to go to the extreme. Just pay for her, fuck it.
You don't want to do the work.
I want to do the language barrier.
Y'all are crazy.
I have money for you. Take it. Ryan Garcia fighting in Japan. Yeah. Ryan Garcia.
And guess what? If you like boxing, you could probably bet on the fight. Using
my bookie. Greatest fantasy sports app in the world.
Yes.
Use code Brownback when you sign up. We can have over and unders. especially like my bookie. I don't know if you could bet on Japan players, you know what I'm saying, but bet on any team.
I think so.
Anywhere, anytime, $100 match up to $1,000 plus $10 casino chips, baby. Casino Let's go, my yeah. bookie. Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Press the link in our description, you know what I'm saying? And
it's again, like an online casino. Yeah. It's yeah. super dope. It's a great time. Games, you could bet with Bitcoin. Yeah. Bunch of stuff, table games.
And also, I know a lot of you motherfuckers is rich right now off Bitcoin. And if you don't want to spend your bread, use your Bitcoin bread. Jeez. And go to my bookie, use code BROWNBAG to sign up, live sports and mobile betting. And we're going to have a great time, man. Let's go, my bookie.
Yeah, my bookie.
Woo, woo, woo. That's amazing. But yeah, man, I'm excited for Ryan Garcia, man. He's making his comeback. He's out there fighting.
So dumb.
You know what I'm saying? And he's been off the internet for a while, right?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, thankfully, I like that better for him. Because I feel like when he goes away, the appreciation for him goes back up. Because you remember...
And you rely on the talent.
Yeah, exactly. You remember how good of a fighter he is. You get to forget, like, all these crazy things he was saying, allegedly or not, whatever. You know, it's just oddball things that was just, like, uncomfortable to read, mm-hmm. I guess you could say.
You know, he liked our lefty gunplay...
Oh, yeah, Cliff, he
which
did.
Is weird, but I'm like, it's a trip that Ryan Garcia knows who Lefty is.
Ryan and Lefty.
Yeah, and you're welcome, Lefty, by the way, because Ryan follows me, so that's how he's talking.
Yes. So imagine we put them in a room, and we sit in there with them. We interview
and just
them.
Let them go.
Yes, and we chime in once in a while.
That'll Who's like going to talk more crazy?
Depends what the conversation is about.
It could be anything, bro. Aliens.
They could either become are best friends or they would just start fighting.
No one's doing drugs. Together? Nobody's doing drugs. Literally no one.
What the fuck's the point of us hanging out in a room together?
Yo. Okay.
That's a crazy situation, though.
If we put Lefty Gunplay and Ryan Garcia in the room, they might squabble.
They might squabble just because everyone wants to squabble with a boxer.
But I No. But I think Lefty would say something. Like, maybe not religion-based, and Ryan would get mad.
No,
but then,
Ryan's crazy, too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But then Ryan would be like, don't play about God. And then
they're going to split a rhino.
And then they will split a rhino. They will split a rhino.
Yeah, they will.
Rhino and Henny with Ryan Garcia and Lefty Gunplay.
Yo, that two-man is going crazy.
Crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna have to side bust Ryan Garcia.
I'm gonna side with Ryan.
Really?
You want to slap box him?
No. Like if Ryan Garcia and Lefty are squabbling... Ryan Garcia, the professional boxer, he's going to be packing out Lefty.
If this is
so
my bookie.
So I'm going to have to sock him from the side. Bam!
Yeah, I'm
going to have to sock Ryan Garcia.
Okay, I have a quick question.
Hold on.
Okay, you go, and then I'm going to go.
Lefty Gunplay's left-handed?
No, he's right-handed.
Oh, why you say that?
No, I'm saying if they're fighting, obviously Ryan's going to be winning.
Yeah.
Because he's a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I'm going to have to sock Ryan from the back. Bow, get off the homie.
To help Lefty.
Yeah, and then we have to pack him out together.
We should
like, make them do content to where it's like they do different activities
see,
together.
No, let's see OTR shit.
Let me finish. No.
Take them to the DMV together.
No, it's like they spar and then they go to like a gun range and see who's better at what. You know what I'm saying? They do different activities.
Okay.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Each one of them gets a home field advantage and then you bring them to an unknown thing for either.
Exactly. But bro, real quick, I have this question. All right, you have one seat left at your Thanksgiving table.
Who am I giving it to, Lefty or Ryan?
Yes.
That's good.
Ryan's gonna
and they're
going
to meet your whole family.
Lefty's probably take your bitch too.
Yeah, they're going to meet your whole family, but they're going to like bring whatever they bring to your Thanksgiving.
What's the limit of the time they're going to be? Is
they're going to stay all night.
Get drunk with the fam.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
fuck.
A good question.
That's a good question, right?
That's a good question. Does Ryan drink?
I think Ryan does everything that... Shout out Ryan. As he should. He's a whatever he can do legally, he's able to.
I'm gonna go with that's a good one.
That's a good one, right?
Can I go with
they're gonna meet your whole family.
Yeah. And then Oscar picks them up.
Oscar and Sel pick him up at the end of the night. I'll probably go with Ryan.
You go with Ryan? Meet the whole fam.
Yeah. Shake, tell us what you feel about these Ryan Garcia tweets. Six is our black representation. I'm Brown Back. Capital for six, you guys.
Yeah, let's go six. I'm going
to Lefty though, ultimately because Ryan loves us a little too much. He wants to be down.
It does say I love. Oh, I don't like that. I do not condone.
Yeah, I forgot. See, that's the thing. When you go away, people forget a lot of the bad shit. that you were doing or saying or whatever.
Lefty made it clear to me yesterday that he would never, ever, ever.
What did he tell you, bro?
Say the N-word. We had like a 30-minute conversation. He was talking to me. I wasn't necessarily responding. But he was talking to the side of my head about how much he hated people who weren't black saying the N-word. So Lefty can come to Thanksgiving anytime.
Jay Latino Thanksgiving or your black one?
My black one. Okay. Lefty's down with the blacks.
Can Duno?
Yeah, for sure Duno can.
Can he say all his jokes?
Yeah. That's probably the best place to get him down at is the Black Thanksgiving. If Duno survives the Black Thanksgiving, he can go anywhere.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I just had a Black Thanksgiving.
You had a Black Friendsgiving.
Same.
You got to get around grandma.
Yeah, we're all black.
Nah, it's different,
yeah,
you got to get him
around grandma. Yeah, we're all black and I was cooking.
No,
there.
I get what you're saying.
Black I'm like, I'm totally
like, yeah. Grandparents and like the uncles and aunts.
Honestly, having a Black Friendsgiving for the first time, honestly, I really wanted them to sing that one song.
What song?
The green bean potato.
We
man.
Don't sing that shit. What the,
you, that's just a social media song.
Oh, nobody sang. It's not even a real song.
Oh,
nah. Somebody edited all those things together and made the song.
I thought it was something I did at Thanksgiving.
You thought that was like a you black that was anthem?
It's a great black anthem. It's about food.
By the way, there is a black national anthem. But also, they're not like sitting around Thanksgiving like, hey guys, it's time for the anthem.
They were not sitting around singing Lift Every Voice and
yeah,
Sing.
Yeah,
like.
Doing that shit.
Yeah.
What were the differences that you noticed of a black Thanksgiving, Duno?
It was good. Your music right off the bat. I've never heard Caleb for real on my Thanksgiving.
Well, that's a shame.
You've heard Thanksgiving?
I haven't. Unless I'm on the ox. But they tell me to change it.
And yeah, facts. And for not a racial thing, they just don't understand the language.
Exactly. Yeah. Ponchente.
Yeah, facts. You guys, they were playing super old school, like R&B music that I don't fucking have a clue what it is.
You have to.
Six, what were you guys playing? And it's not like, and when I say R&B.
Did you do the one where you guys jump up to?
Wow.
There's one that they do.
Which one?
You know the one I'm talking about?
I feel like you're doing it wrong.
Oh, do you know what song it is?
It could be the Wobble. It could
no,
be...
No, it's not the Wobble. It's like an R&B. He said R&B.
Hello?
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, beautiful.
Jasmine, you're on Brown Bag Pod.
Hi, Jasmine.
Oh, hi, Jasmine.
Gosh. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Jasmine, what's the song that you guys dance and you hop up to when you...
Stop it. You are so messed up.
What song is it? But it's true.
It's Drew Hill, Tell Me.
Yeah, six. But then they jump.
I've never jumped to no Drew Hill.
Yes, you jump.
She said, yes, you jump.
Jasmine, sure. It's a hop. What part?
It's the chorus.
Yeah.
Like, tell me
what you want. And then you're, tell me what you need. Because they do in the music video. All right, Jasmine, I love you so much. I'm sorry that I haven't
texted
you back. Just know that I think about you all the time. And when I get your text, I respond in my brain.
Oh my gosh, respond to me next time. How about that?
Okay, I love you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Sounds hot.
It's my soul sister right there.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, by the way.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Six?
She like young black guys?
But do you know what I'm talking about?
She has a
great job.
What'd she do?
Trying to jump to
she
some Drew
Hill. She works at ET.
Trying to jump to some Drew Hill.
She's beautiful, look.
She's pretty, very pretty.
Yeah, yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Her number.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
No, her number probably came out.
Oh.
Make sure we blur that, please. Make
what?
Sure Jose
is,
write that.
Is it going to be Six calling?
Six is going to be like, no, it's fine.
No, but I, okay. Six, what do you feel like we should have at a black Friendsgiving?
At a black Friendsgiving?
Six, you invite me to your house this Thursday. What should I bring?
Bring ice cream because somebody's going to bring peach cobbler. Peach cobbler with ice cream is fire. Black Thanksgiving is like the Super Bowl. Like, you don't try new shit at the Super Bowl. It's the finals. You got to come out with the best of what you got.
I get you.
Like, if you don't make turkey, it's not the year to try and make turkey.
Yeah, because you can ruin everybody's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Like, my job is to bring alcohol. Like, I don't cook at all.
Yeah. You're not unk status yet anyway.
Drinks and alcohol.
So I would, like, Six, respectfully, I wouldn't want to, like, eat something from your plate because you're not unk status. I don't, like, I see your shoes. They're always clean. Never open toe sandals. So it's like,
I feel that.
What about Crocs? I feel like Crocs is a new
Crocs. Crocs, I'll be like, he might know some about the kitchen.
And by the way,
hey, invite Six to the Mexican Friendsgiving.
Who, tomorrow?
Oh.
Fuck no.
No, invite him so he can see. Just like you got a taste, let him get a taste.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, Duno, let me taste the homies.
No, hey, yo.
I love it. Gay jokes.
Yo, okay.
Can we support the gays here?
That's good. Ryan, we support the gays.
Yo.
You know who doesn't support the gays? Ryan Garcia. But anyway, that's a whole different conversation.
GNX dropped. Yeah.
Yeah. GNX.
He doesn't. He doesn't. He's been very open about it. As a hip-hop fan, how happy are you guys?
No, I want to know your reaction.
I'm happy for him. I really like the album.
Yeah, this is an album that Duno would love.
Can we play Duno's video of what it was like not to be on the album?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Oh, shit.
Not like to be on the album?
Yeah, the video you did.
Oh, the skit. I woke up and did this. Well, first I woke up and wanked it, and then I did the video.
Gross. I hope you washed your hands after you wanked it.
I for sure did. The one to the right. Right? Up down. Yeah. Every LA rapper.
Babe, what the fuck? What happened?
I didn't make the album.
What?
I didn't make the album.
Babe, what? What bitch album are you talking about, babe? Feel like this,
Vic? The Kendrick Lamar one. The dog one. I didn't make the album.
Hey, babe, 10 deep breath.
This is Jakarta.
When you're taking those 10 deep breaths, remember. You got to be in the studio. You got to work hard. You got to earn it. Nothing's going to be handed to you, babe.
I do go to the studio.
Alright, well, babe, it's gonna come. It's gonna come, babe. Your time's coming, babe. Your time's coming. It's coming.
You promise?
I never lied to you, babe. Does this give you the face of a fucking liar to you? I promise.
Okay. I'm a booking this shit right now, babe. I'm locking in.
Alright, babe, you do that. You got this. Don't even worry about it. It's on you. Next one, you're there. 5 years, stupid trash ass motherfucker.
Every rapper gotta stop thinking they can just be on albums and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it was probably a shock for a lot of people. Like, if you didn't know, you didn't know. You know what I'm saying? That it was even an album like this coming out. So I bet a lot were like, oh man, I would have guessed this and I would have guessed that and stuff like that. So yeah, there's probably hella rappers.
I really like this album.
Because it seems like, in a way, like,
I like this more than Damn.
Kendrick is far-fetched for a lot of people.
It's okay to like it more than Damn.
Yeah, I just want to argue too.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of artists were like, oh no, like Kendrick only works with top tier artists or pop artists or whatever. And it's like, no, he's tapped in. You know, it's like, look,
great.
He did a song with Siete, Wally the Sensei, AZ Chike, Young Threat, Peso, hit a J3, Dodie. Obviously Lefty.
Dodie 6 was good. Dodie I see you, Lefty, big neighborhood. Go ahead, Lefty. Go ahead, Lefty. Hold on, Lefty.
Stop it. You won.
Great, bro. You're really funny.
People will love you, Lefty.
No, I won't.
Yeah, they would.
Your sense of humor got to be out there. You got to be out there.
No. Yeah.
By the way, you guys, Lefty has the best dark sense of humor behind the scenes.
You always say that.
You do. Tell me
what you want.
And then you'll see it.
But by the way,
December 20.
But this, yeah, December 20, we're going to be at the West Covina Lab Factory.
Yeah,
go get your tickets. We're actually almost sold out, so go get your tickets right now. But GNX, great album. Whacked Out Murals, even though it was the first song, I really liked it right off the bat because he was talking his shit.
And shout out Slow and shout out Gustavo who made that the mural, the Kendrick mural that is like in the one that was whacked out, that notably.
Yeah. Amazing, Shout out and shout out you, your eyes being on the mural.
Yes. Not that tight.
Yeah, man.
In the same week. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was
really
tight. Shout out Slow, man.
Yeah.
Shout out Slow. Is he slow?
I don't know. I feel like to be a muralist, you gotta be crazy creative. So super. I think that maybe
probably like in his own world.
In his own world.
Yeah. Sure.
I remember I met him because he actually met Jorge at a Burger King. And he said, hey, I drew your wife. And then Jorge was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But hey, he gave Jorge a drawing of me. Mm. And you know, there's fan art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
And then, so we've been knowing him since then. We met him. He came through. He was going to do something on our walls, but something will happen. And then he had hit me. He's like, hey, Leti, do you mind if I use your eyes on something? And I was like, sure. Like, and then on my birthday, he sent me that. And I went there in some El Sereno, beautiful, beautiful, like
fire,
where it's the downtown LA. It's a lowrider. There's a kid spraying the mural on the side, and then on the other end is the Freddie Freeman mural.
Yeah, that one's super dope. I like that one.
That's a crazy text to get.
Yeah.
I can just imagine you're like, what
the
hell?
What? Yeah. And it was so tight. And by the way, you need to start liking things, Six. Who's going to get mad at you for liking stuff?
Wow.
But That should Freddie Freeman. Yes, Freddie Freeman is my favorite Dodger. Remember?
Yes.
Yes. I like that, Letty.
What?
That
it is.
Yeah, okay, mine too.
Vic.
What?
I've liked Freddie Freeman.
You did like Freddie Freeman for all of us.
Yes.
You were hyped about it. Fuck you.
Because I like his walk up song.
Yep.
Oh, the freaky one.
Yes.
I didn't know. Oh, it's right next to each other. And shout out to you for going to El Sereno. There's a lot of cities in LA that don't get mentioned because obviously a lot of the other bigger sections in the area, like the Watts and South Central and things like that. But it's a lot of dope cities on the east side of Los Angeles. Like
I love
Boyle Heights, East LA,
even when we El talk Sereno. About, even when I tell you guys about the car wash that I go to that has the pupusas, that's El Sereno.
Dope cities. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of dope cities like that. So shout out you, Fletty, for putting up to
That shit was Sereno. So tight. It was so cool to see. Because I was telling Vic and the crew, you can't buy that. Yeah. You can't buy the city fucking with you or other people in the city that are doing big things to be inspired by you so much they put you in their art.
Dude, if you would have worn all gray, you would have matched straight into the mural.
Yeah, it'd have been phew.
Damn, that was dope. Hell yeah.
That's super fire.
I put that outfit on and Jorge was like, como la flor.
Oh, you did? Oh, like the Selena.
I low-key had to throw that set away because someone was like, and shout out to all the nurses out there. They're like, oh, that's a sick-ass nurse outfit. I was like, oh, you guys are jerks. People are mean. I can't read comments, fucking assholes.
Yeah. They said it was scrubs.
Said it was scrubs.
Tell them they're scrubs.
Yeah. Ooh. I need your help with comebacks. Oh, yeah. Vic is great with comebacks.
Is he online comebacks? Yeah, he lives arguing on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his thing. That's his Rough Guys media site.
Yeah. GNX predicted to debut with 300 to 340 million on demand streams in the US first week.
Wow.
Let's go.
Dude, that fucking album was good as fuck.
Super tight.
Shout out.
What was your favorite?
Tyke's verse was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyke verse was really hard. Peso gashed his shit.
Yeah, tell him Peso did it.
And then you know what? Shout out Lefty too.
Yes.
And then I was talking about this yesterday with the homies. It's crazy because if you're not from LA, you won't understand exactly what he did. And I think he generally did this on purpose, but he also did it because of how much he respects somebody, their art craft, whether they got a million followers or they have had a buzz in the city or have never even had a buzz, right?
Kendrick?
Kendrick hit every single important culture in Los Angeles with this album. He got something like our old school Latinos, like the Drea Barrera lady. He got her singing on three songs with SZA. This lady probably doesn't even know who Kendrick and SZA is, but she's on songs with some of the biggest artists to probably ever do it, right? She's doing opening the shit. And then
I read a lot about her. She did great.
Yeah, she's fucking dope. Mm-hmm. And then he respected that, right? He went to with her, however you feel about gang culture in LA, it's part of the culture. You gotta take the good with the bad, right? He went to every single section that might never probably ever do a song together. Or maybe they might, you know? Mm-hmm. But who knows, right? Got every single important person from and maybe not the most famous, but he got one of them. Grabbed everyone he got from people different from neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Did that and put them all in the album. And it wasn't even the most popping people from those sections. It was people that I think generally he likes their music.
Yeah.
Because Young Thur might not be the most popping person on the Fig side, right? Like on the Hoover side.
Yeah.
But he probably really likes his rap music.
Yeah.
Dody 6 might not be the most popping person.
But he just got out of jail. Like,
and he months but guess what? He probably really likes his music.
Mm-hmm.
Siete's from Adiza.
Exactly, yeah.
But he probably might really fuck with Siete.
Mm-hmm.
Wally's doing his shit, but he fuck with Wally.
Yep.
He definitely want to go get Peso. He want to go get Lefty that sometimes people don't really respect as a rapper.
Yep.
But he gave him some type of light, whether it was 30 seconds, 5 seconds, but at least that. Like, I seen the interview on Power where Lefty was like, bro, we were just sitting there having conversations at some point.
Yeah.
I've never had a conversation with Kendrick.
Yeah.
So motherfuckers hating on Lefty for that. It's like, fool, you gotta respect what he's did. What he's done.
Yeah.
In this video, the video he dropped, he paid homage.
Squabble up.
To every culture. And when I mean every culture, it's like, I sometimes feel bad for people when you're not from a dope ass city like we are.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the dope shit, you won't understand what it, like people might just look at the album and be like, oh, he had a bunch of unknown artists, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see it from the line and be like, fool, this fool put every single person on the album that, you know what I'm saying? And that was fool. You can't beat that fool.
Even like Dodger Blue in specific, like what he did with that song is a lot more powerful than people realize. Like to put two Compton Crips on that song, and then with him and then Wally, it's like, bro, you're uniting the city with that. And it's a song, nothing to do with gang shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful song that you can play all summer long. Both sides of Compton can play. Like, that shit is, like, some genius shit. And he called it Dodger Blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is genius. Like, shit like that is just, like a microcosm of what he did, like, on a whole with the album. And it was just, like, so dope.
And then I like even the rappers that weren't on the album, but that he respects, were in the music video.
Yeah, like he didn't put the Cuzzles in the album, but they're on, you know, they're in the music, the Squabble Up video.
Yeah, G-Perico. The Squabble Up video. G-Perico. G-Perico. RJ. Infamous.
His walk.
Marching. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing that fool do that since I was in high school.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I think
Smack is in the video?
Smack's dumbass in the video.
FMW.
Yeah,
World.
Smack Traffic and Floyd.
Smack Traffic and Floyd, which they're part of my FMW. So and you know what? We give a lot of shit to Smack because it's just like, that's what we do. We talk a lot of shit. But Smack Smack be predicting shit.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, Smack got us this time. You know what I'm saying? So shout out Smack. He deserved that. He's big TDE fam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like all this shit. I'm a fan of like creativity. Like I was talking about it. Shout out Comatics.
Yep.
You know, you feel me? He directed this shit. So I'm happy for the city. I like, and especially for our Latino brothers like Peso and Lefty. I'm very, very happy for Peso. Very happy for Lefty. There's a look that we've never got ever. Mm-hmm. And shout out to OGs and the people that have done it before.
Right.
Like OGZs, King Lil G's, and et cetera, et cetera. But there's a different level of stardom right here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Kendrick.
This is important.
Yeah, Kendrick arguably might be the best rapper to ever live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you could be biased or unbiased, or you could feel whatever you want to feel, argue about your city, your shit, whatever. But we're talking number-wise and the impact somebody's making on the culture, whether it's black, brown, or just hip-hop in general, it's fucking next level.
And to their shoes too, bro?
Yeah, with their shoes. Yeah, that was fire.
Yeah, that's fire.
Wait, are these retros?
I think they were all rocking retros. Yeah. I don't know if that was on purpose. By the way, I love this from Boys in the Hood.
That's the homie Millie.
Oh, no. Is it Menace?
Menace Society.
Menace Society. I don't know why I said Boys in the Hood.
So that's the homie Millie's character. Airplane James manager?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played him. That's, you know, he's a child actor. And so this is the scene he recreated when Kane is getting shot in front of the house. So he's saying like, oh, even if your children are around, like it was a bar like that. I can't remember exactly now, but yeah, it's just crazy.
And so you know what I'm saying? So I love all this. This makes me understand why you guys love hip hop so much.
Yeah.
Shit like this. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I love this for you. You know what I'm saying? That was dope. It was all dope. But overall, as me being a young Latino, Mexican kid, being a kid from immigrant parents, seeing Peso and Dea Barrera and Lefty on there. I was super happy for them.
Imagine seeing all this and then just being like, I want to call my lawyer.
Fucking high now.
You know what I'm gonna do?
I'm gonna call my lawyer. And then
run the paperwork.
Ah, fool! What a fool! And then
can you
what?
Defend Drake? Hey, you've been a Drake defender in the past.
I've been a Drake. I'm a Drake fan. I'm a Drake fan.
How do you feel about the fool? It's not
like,
a
fool,
lot
you can't get
yet.
Your ass beat and then go cry, fool. Yeah. Like fool, take that away. Like you lost, fool. Like I ain't fucking fight. At least I fought back though. Fool, I'm not no bitch. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like. And then
I think that's what he doesn't understand because he's really not from the hood.
So I was explaining this.
It's unfathomable. Like, what do you mean you take a L? Like, there's so much glory and like, then the fool got knocked down, but he kept getting up, or he didn't rank out. Like, that's a big part of an experience. Like, I got my ass beat before. You just get back up. You take the L.
Facts. And then I think even when it says to where, like, if you would have took the L and be like, ah, hey, fuck it, fool. You got it, fool.
Yeah.
Like you with my salute. Ass.
Literally.
You with my ass.
Salute.
Fucking let me come out with a banger.
That's a man-to-man respect. I know, Letty, sometimes you've been like, well, you guys are weird. Like, you guys fight your homies and then you guys just cool after. Or you could fight somebody, not have a relationship with them, and then have respect for them after and just be cool. It's like, that's just some man shit. Like, we're just like, salute, bro. You whip my ass.
And you know what? And you know what? Even if he didn't go out with dissing and back and forth, right? you go against, like, for you just, and then you, like, for you sue, for, like.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, and then, he, that fool must have never seen NWA because when Jerry was trying to sue them for Ice Cube for No Vaseline, that fool, the EZ was like, man, what the fuck, we don't do that shit. We're going to hit in the studio, we're going to get it back. And obviously they squabbled it out, whatever, wherever they squabbled. Drake should have squabbled Kendrick, cut that for slipping somewhere and squabbled it out, but you would have at least go out with a five, fool, but then you go suing, like, that's your Karen side, fool. That's your Hina side, fool. It's like, fool, it's like if it took your bitch.
Yeah, and but he's super Hina vibes. I was like, dog.
And then the suing the bot shit, I was like, all right, I guess. But then, but then you see this fool for character defamation?
Yeah, yes. We just saw that one.
To UMG. He's suing the label for Saint for distributing a song that had false claims in it and detrimental to him. And anyone can sue. You could literally think of something and then sue someone for it. But let's see how it plays out. And what I was saying is that I would hope that he's not doing this out of anger and emotion and somebody has to pay for this, right? Because then you're going to probably open a can of worms because, like, they can ask for discovery, which is like, okay, give me all the emails. Give me all the texts, right? But they can also do that to you. And then you have to cough up stuff, right? And you don't want it to literally be proven in court should something have happened to you. You've done something. Or that that they find out the practices you say they're doing, you've done in the past. But in the past, you weren't on some high horse hero, like, let's not do this anymore when it benefited you. Now you care because it didn't go in your favor. So all of that is just, it's a tricky spot. He's taking the risk. It's a big ass risk. Because look at how the people are looking at him.
And you know
what I'm saying? So let's just see it not playing in your favor. You better do this knowing that shit's going to work. You got to be 100% on that shit.
And then is he, what was I going to say? Him suing UMG, he's suing his own shit, right?
Yeah. His own label, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy work.
Because it's like being mad at your mom that she chose your sister's side instead of your side.
Yeah, because.
In the fight.
That's their parent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the parent company, right? So it's like this whole time they're both under the same umbrella, both in the same parent company, and you're getting mad at them for quote unquote favoring Kendrick for a couple months when they've favored you your entire 15-year career.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It's like Coke getting mad that Pepsi gets a Super Bowl commercial and suing their parent company, which owns both.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's insane.
Yeah, I don't know. And then.
But a lot, we're going to see it play out. We're going to see it play out. We're going to see it happen. I do think it's crazy that I guess in his brain, at least I'm not suing Kendrick, which is something he said he wouldn't do. He said, because he said, like, lawsuit, like, that's not, like, suing. Like, he's just trying to be, he's still trying to be bravado hip hop, right?
Yeah.
But, like, you can't be like, nothing's hurting me and I don't care. And then also suing people on the back end. But when
he should just be a pop star, bro.
When he's doing that, he's not suing Kendrick. He's suing the label.
Yeah.
Which is really weird because I think maybe he thinks in his, well, if I sue Kendrick, then that'll be an L because I'm suing someone that made a diss track to me. So he's gonna sue the label for not shutting down that diss track. But you know how much shit the label pushes because the people want it?
Yeah.
That you guys lie in your raps, accuse in your raps.
Yeah.
Like, did Meg Thee Stallion sue the label for pushing the Drake song where he talks about lied about getting shot, but that's not because she didn't lie according to court and it's all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, did you get sued in that part? Because there's things you have said that can fall in those claims.
100%.
So it's just a very weird case.
And it's like this is kind of dangerous because it sets a. Could potentially set a precedent for like distributors and labels to fact check all their artists. Yeah. It's like, what are we doing here? This shit is art. You know what I'm saying? Like, that means songs like aspirational songs can't happen when you're kind of wishing things that like, oh, like I got a Maybach. You don't have it yet, but like you want it, right? Mm-hmm. Like stuff like that. It's like that means like, oh, you don't have a Maybach. Actually, we can't distribute this because you know this and that. And it's just like. Bro, Drake, you're just killing it for everybody potentially because you didn't get your way one time. Like you want to.
That's a wild tantrum we're seeing.
That's you know Hina what I'm saying? Shit, fool. That's Hina shit. Yeah. That's like
as the Hina representation.
No.
I do not like to.
No. When I say Hina shit, it's like you're going You're doing a lot of shit based on like emotion. You're doing like bitch shit, fool. Like
As the bitch representation.
Like take your L's, fool. Yeah. Like you lost, fool. Yeah. Like, and my thing is like,
no, there's so many girls that would never do no shit like this.
Yeah, but see, and then also like I think he's just playing two roles. See, if you're gonna play the victim, go full victim, full court press. They did me wrong.
Yeah, cry.
But the
camera.
Fact that you're on stream being like, I'm mind, body, and soul. We good, and we're real G's, moon sign.
Those are all fairy tales, brother, man.
When you talk like that. And then you do this other, it's like, wait, you're
which
not being real.
Which
about
one is
shit.
It, fool?
Yeah.
Like, so you're gonna go all out, fool, go break Kendrick's car windows and scratch his car.
Because guess what? The same label that pushed Kendrick's song also pushed your song where you were calling him a woman beater.
Yeah.
Where you were claiming that his kid is not his kid. Like,
so now if we go into start fact checking everything.
Fuck, you were claiming that his best friend had a kid with his wife. Like, fool,
and that's
like,
not true. They could do the DNA test and all that, and then. You're gonna be in trouble for lying.
It's just it's a weird, desperate.
This is my thing,
and I don't know that he has people around him that are helping him. He just has fucking Maul.
It reeks of desperation.
Fucking Maul.
Fucking Maul.
Shout out to Maul.
And then
I want somebody to love me like Maul loves Drake.
And if you can't,
I don't know, give him some consejo, Maul. Like,
hey Maul, tough for to stop being a high now. Eh. And then my thing is for you can't throw a rock, and then be mad when they throw a rock back.
Yeah.
And then whether whoever did it first and you threw one back, boom, 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 whatever, like, fool, keep going, fool. Like, you're acting like a hyena, fool. And then I think, I real life think this is white side, fool. This is the white side. This you guys don't know, but this is how Vic acts off sometimes behind the scenes on
chill
camera.
Out.
His white side is European
side. That's not true. No, that's not true. But yeah, bro, it's just whack. It's just whack all across the board.
I know.
Desperate.
I know.
It's embarrassing as a fan like of this guy's music. Yeah, embarrassing comes full circle. As a fan of his music, it's just like everything else. Just like I don't want to hear nothing from this guy for a long time. Like he really needs to
what,
go
you,
away.
If we go on hiatus,
yes, bro.
Move to Mexico.
Whatever
go on a
Ryan
hiatus,
did,
bro.
Do it. Do
go
it.
On a hiatus,
whatever
but even
Kanye
longer.
Did, do it.
Yes,
because Kanye can come back now, and people are gonna be like, some people will be open arms with him because he's been off enough that we're like, wait, where the fuck?
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is my thing, like,
and he's losing his hair now, bro. Like,
I seen that shit. There was he lost his hair.
He is, bro. Look at his lineup.
My boy is stressing,
bro.
He
bent down.
The top two, but I'm saying it's all over. That's why he probably cut his hair. Crazy man.
Ay, mi Drake, ¿qué vamos a hacer contigo, hijo? No mames, güey. Te repito tu puta madre. No sabes perder, hijo de la verga.
No, lo cagaste, güey.
Maybe that is probably what happens as he lost.
Yeah,
in,
you know.
He probably hasn't lost
I was saying like
in
this,
life
oh, wait,
for 15
wait,
years.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to tell you like this.
This is why I said let fucking little Vic walk home or let him go to the mall by himself.
Yeah.
Because he was talking about, I was at the mall the other day and there was a bunch of little kids there like hanging out at the mall. I'm like, yeah, that's
what kids do.
And he's like, I would never let little Vic. He's like, he's got to learn to fight Vic.
Yeah.
Let him go to the mall with his homies.
It just
how did
he's about to turn 11.
Let little Vic walk home.
Let him walk home.
That's a water IQ, man.
Hey, our homie Benny. Come on.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. Yeah, okay, we're back.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's something I have to sit with. Like, I have to really let happen. I have to, like, let him go.
Let him walk. Let us cool.
To places by himself. Like,
obviously, look, the world.
It's also different because it's like, you know, split household, like
co-parenting
is a little different.
You were like that?
Yeah, but I was like,
they split when you were
when
already
I was like 13.
14?
Yeah. So it's like I started probably going places by myself around 14 or so. 13, 14, yeah.
I already know Jorgito's gonna be outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's gonna be the one outside someone's house, like, hey, come out, we just wanna talk.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna be that kid.
You mean an asshole?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna be like, my bad for my brother, but you know, you shouldn't have taken his $5.
Jorgito's gonna beat people up for Luisito.
He's gonna, for sure.
Like,
for sure.
Like, if they just do anything the wrong way.
Oh, my little brown brother.
And then he's gonna get mad at him for, like, why'd you make me beat him up?
It's true.
No, Jorgito's gonna be a little shot caller out there.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
He's gonna be a gang leader. Hey, but I was saying, Drake.
How come you never joined a gang?
How come I never joined a gang?
A great question.
I don't know.
I feel like it must be hard to not, you know?
I got offered.
No, compare models or
nah,
you know, sometimes, correct me if I'm wrong, you don't even get offered. You get they just put you
there. There is situations like that, but shout out my boy. When I was in the era of because I guess so it's a little different. I grew up there. Yeah. Where the hood I grew up with them. They saw me as a kid, as a baby. They had a lot of respect for my pops, my mom. But when I started doing shit on my own, like at 12, mm-hmm. 11, 13, and I was kicking it on my own, like ditching school, and I'll go back to the block and hang out. My mom's at work. My dad wasn't in the picture no more. I got offered. Did I just get into the hood? And I was like, eh. And there were, and since they know me as a kid, I think one, it could have been either way. I think that, or it could have gone the other way. Like, well, fool, you.
We're going to put you in. We're going to put like you,
whether you like it or
you're
not.
You're going to get, because essentially once you get put on, there's no put offs, right? And then it's like, you just got beat up, all that. For no reason, might as well do something with it, right?
Yeah. So I think they, I remember the homie Pee Wee, and shout out my boy Pee Wee, he spent a lot of time in prison actually, but he was always super cool with us, but he was a gangster fool. That's a gangster fool. Mm-hmm. And he, I remember he told us, he was like, he's like, what's the point of putting you fools on if you fools are not gonna wanna be from it, and then we're gonna have a bunch of no goods from the hood.
Dang.
And I was like, that's bars. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes a lot of hoods will get fools in that don't want to get in, and then they do shit like either snitch or do out-of-pocket shit, and then now it makes the whole hood look bad.
Yeah.
He, to him, it wasn't like, you guys are bitches. And I mean, I just didn't shoot a gangbang, fool. Like, it is what it is. But you have to are they my boys? Did I still get shot for living there? Yes. Do I still not like the people they don't like? Maybe. You know, because they're still a family.
The ideals are still
facts. But you know what? I think in the long run, with my career now, I do a lot of shit with different, you know, like I work with a lot of different people. Yeah. So, and then I think
it allows that.
And then I think maybe that was part of like the process of shit. Like, oh, well, maybe because what if I did? Now my situation would be different. You know what I'm saying? Or certain things like that.
A lot of things will be different. Yeah. I remember I was doing quince practice. Where like my family's from, and then I remember that one of the kids, he was really young, he was the youngest one doing the quince practice.
But he was thugging.
For my cousin, and I remember he would hide because every couple, like 30 minutes, there was like guys from the neighborhood looking for him to put him on. They loved him, but they were like, they were trying to put him on. So they were driving around quince practice because they knew he was there. And then he was like, hey, fools, hide me. They want to put me on. I don't want to be from the hood.
Damn.
Wow.
And I just remember being like, damn, like, he's not even really being given a choice. But, like,
did he end up being from the hood?
I don't know. Like, quince practice finished. We had the quinceañera and stuff. I never followed up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He's but probably from the hood thugging.
He probably is. But I remember that, like, the look in his eye, like, damn, like, he's probably, like, 13, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Him just being like, damn, like, I don't want them to catch me because as soon as they catch me, they told me they're going to put me on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But, I think in L.A., like, even as, like, tagging, right, we got into a lot of shit either way. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I did see situations where motherfuckers was just, there was motherfuckers that was born to gangbang, I feel like. I mean, it sounds fucked up, but there was just motherfuckers.
I believe
that,
it.
There was motherfuckers born to thug. I know some fool that is gangsters.
They excel at it.
I see it every day. This fool's doing burpees in the fucking house at 6 years old. No one taught him.
Jorito's doing burpees?
Literally, no one taught him.
Jorito's fucking going to be a firme vato.
He's rationing our food at night.
He's busting spreads?
He's busting spreads? Before you wake up, Jorito's doing spreads for you and Jorge?
I called him for dinner. He's like, hey, it's chow time. I was like, wait, what? He legit says program time when he wakes up.
Oh, my God.
Devil pulled up with the hands behind his back. Just walked into the chat. But yeah, man, it's
Pita, mucho respeto.
That's what texting you. Hey, what up, mom?
Yeah.
Nah, but you know what? That is I don't know, I never thought about that.
Why?
Why I never gangbanged or shit like that. But shout out
in your path.
But look, people that do, you know what I'm saying? Your life, your choice, baby boy. You gonna thug. Because I'm telling you, I met some motherfucking guy. I'd be like, hey, what's wrong with you? You just wake up and it's like, let me kill anybody from the other side.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you know what I'm saying? You're very dedicated to this. But when the motherfuckers that's dedicated, unfortunately, life doesn't always go their way.
Yeah.
But when you do, because I've seen both. I've seen like real gangsters make it out, have families. And then I've seen real gangsters, unfortunately, pass away.
Yeah.
And then some in prison. But I've seen both. So, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like your life's already written. I feel like when you're born, I think
that's true.
I believe in that. Like I feel like you get a path, and that's what your path's gonna be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you think gangs have group chats? And if so, do they title the group chat the name the of gang? The gang?
God, Anthony, what the
or,
fuck?
Or what is the name of the group chat? Is it like cooking? Like...
Sliding
crew.
The sliding chat.
Yeah,
fucking trying to be out discreet.
Because how else would you?
I have a group chat with all my homies called Skid Row Boys.
Okay.
And we just post a bunch of all of us doing Skid Row activities.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a group? Because do you have a cop friend?
I do.
When she told you, did you meet her before a cop? Or
literally before. She's my first friend ever.
And she was like, "I'm gonna be a
in
cop
kindergarten."
Next month? Oh.
I met her in kindergarten.
Wow. And when she told you she was going to be a cop,
was she like a cop in kindergarten? Like, was she...
She wasn't acting like... Cop? She's little like me.
Yeah. But did she have
those
tendencies?
She was really protective and chill. That's why I think she has really good cop, like a cop traits.
Yeah.
Is that she's chill. Cops. Like, I've seen people like her fight, like a girl try to get at her. And like, it's kind of whatever the fuck you're saying is not going to bother me.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Which I think is good if it's a cop, because sometimes people agitate cops in order to get them to like do
react,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's chill. And then she's also cool as fuck.
She's very nice. Yeah.
So I think she has good traits.
I knew I was adulting when I met your friend, and I was like, oh, she's really nice.
Yeah. And you weren't hot. Like talking shit.
No, I mean, I'm not comfortable with her. I for sure, if we got comfortable, I'm cooking.
Yeah.
But not like the first time I remember one time we went to fucking my compadre. He was dating some girl at the moment. He's like, go with me to the family party. I'm like, fool. I don't want to fucking go to your fucking 1 month girlfriend's family party. Mm-hmm. They probably don't even fucking know you. Imagine just walking with your fucking friend.
Yeah, that's awkward.
And I was like, oh, he's like, oh, fool, that's what fool's finna do, but fool need a ride. And I was like, all right, whatever, I'll go with you. I went.
So you went?
I went, and when I was there, the girl's Nino is a sheriff.
Ooh.
For the department that's very, from the side, that's not the best. Mm-hmm. Representation of sheriff or whatever. And he sat with us and he gave me the most fucking dark vibes in the world.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, this must be a piece of shit on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just right there. And then I was like, hey, fool, get the fuck out of here. Mm. But like, I mean, people choose their careers, fool. You can't be mad at people's career. And Jared's super nice. Mm-hmm. I hit her up for the.
I know, you need to stop texting her.
I texted her one fucking time for your birthday.
And her name is Deirdre, not Drea. Who the fuck is Drea?
Oh, Deirdre. And you know what? She saw me at the comedy, at the Laugh Factory.
No way.
Because when I texted her, she's like, I have a date, but I'm at the Laugh Factory after for Ken Flores. And I was like, I'm going to be there. And then she texted me that I was the best. Is she single right now, Leti?
Yeah, she's single right now.
Wow!
Yeah. Remember she was dating that fool with the brocha?
This is my question. Okay, so I call all my friends. Where's my phone at? If I were to date a cop, how crazy would I look? Swift, let's do now.
Oh, what's the deal, Papa?
Hey, Pop.
You're on Brownback.
Swift, hey. It's Letty.
Oh, fuck. What's the deal?
Oh, fuck. Why are you getting nervous? I'm okay, Swift. If I were dating a cop, how would you feel?
I wouldn't fuck. Well, I would fuck with you, but I'd feel some type of way. I would think you totally went to the other side, because I know what time you're on, you know?
like, but we're not going to get married, like... Like, if you can still come around, smoke around, do cocaine in my house,
fuck,
like...
No. You know what? Actually, it depends. I might be cool with it because I might want to get tapped in, you know? It depends, you know? I might want to get tapped into that side, so I don't know.
All right.
You need help on that side, you know?
All right, Swift.
All right.
Wow. See, that's what I'm saying. That reaction is crazy.
Yeah, I think... It would be different. It would definitely make me think that you're turning over a new leaf.
Wow, like I'm gonna be a snitch?
No, like you're just gonna be somebody different.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always thought about that.
Like you're reforming your life.
Because remember I was talking to the girl that was gonna be a dispatcher?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You guys remember that?
Yeah. I feel like you're gonna turn like dating a cop, and then next you would turn vegan. It would be like, then you're
wow,
just going to start.
You think,
then you're going to just start, like,
does Deirdre,
you're going to stop wearing shorts. You're just like, it's going to be a whole
thing. Is Deirdre vegan?
No. I don't know what Vic is. I don't know why Vic is trying to attach cops with veganism.
It's not that.
Like,
it's just that
they're
hella
meat eaters.
I go like, you know what makes your friend hot? When you explain to her how she squabbles. Against the firefighters.
Oh yeah,
and shit?
She's a boxer. She boxes.
That's
too.
Right.
I would let her beat the shit out of me.
I know you would.
She can't. She's a cop, or she could get away with it.
We were at the meet and greet on Saturday at the giveaway that we did on Van Nuys.
Why didn't you guys invite me? I would have came to that.
I literally invited you.
Watch this. Hey, you fat ass! I have a question for you.
Who is it?
Icon. And I'm a better fucking podcaster. Your podcast is trash. Nobody watches that bullshit. Anyways, I have a question, you fat ass.
Duno is you two mixed together. If you guys had a baby, it'd be Duno.
Hey, I have a question. Real, this is real shit. This is for you and Ken. Fuck it. You guys are on the phone. You ready?
Put in more here.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let it rip.
Fool, if I were to date a cop, how would you feel about me?
I would tell you fuck the police. No cop is going to want to date you, fat ass.
God. Coming from the... By the way, that's the first person I'm snitching on. I know where he lives and everything.
Icon yes, or Ken?
I bought their fat asses. Hey, Rems. Yo. You're on Brown Bag. Don't say anything stupid.
Hi, Remser.
He said, well, I was cracking. Hello. Hey, fool, if I were to date a cop, how would you feel, fool?
She could bail the homies out?
No, she's like my girl, fool. Yeah. Like, she works at Rampart Division. She's my girl.
She can't work at Rampart. That's weird.
Okay, what if she worked like at the Hollywood Division?
Men's Central Jail.
Yeah, she worked at MCJ.
Hollywood Division, yeah, that'd be cool.
But for I'm bringing her around for like.
We can't be ourselves around her and shit.
So you wouldn't like let's say.
But he loves her.
But I'm in love with her. For I get her pregnant first date, she's keeping the baby, and for you're having a kickback at your pad, and I was like, hey fool, my girl wants to come, but I already gave her the breakdown. Like, would you still be like, nah, fuck that?
Would you be the padrino of a half cop kid?
I think she would have to be. I would have to kick it with her in order for her to be around the pad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, for appreciate.
I need to know what the vibe. You know, like, she can't just be at my house and everybody's fucking doing all kinds of stupid ass shit.
All right, for appreciate your honesty, bro. This is what I'm saying. Like, but. Before I really want to be with Deirdre, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
you don't.
I do though, fool. She is fucking weird.
I feel like you would have to wear hard bottoms to be with her.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
The shoes, like hard
and
bottoms.
And she's like gangster.
Yeah,
I'm like fucking gangster.
Like she gets along with everyone, and she's a Raider fan.
I'm fucking a Raider fan. They tell you some Raider shit.
Raiders.
Fucking Raiders.
So Raiders. You know what though? No one knows more Dodger shit than she does. Like she puts me up on
me
Dodgers.
Me and her can have a Dodger.
She'll take you to
Dodgers. She loves the Dodgers. Yeah.
Me and her can have a Dodger, baby. And you know what? I'll get super sexy.
Oh, and she's from Echo Park.
For what? The love story. We could do
you're so dumb.
For we could do like for Mi Vida Loca, but instead of the Cholo Fool and Sad Girl and no, fucking Mousy, it's gonna be Duno and the Hura.
Yeah, no.
Dude, what? Mrs. Officer, Mrs. Officer.
But I was saying at the Van Nuys thing,
yes,
there was a guy that came up and he was just wearing these glasses and the way he walked. And
yeah,
like
he's a fucking cop.
He came through and I was like, hey, are you a cop? And we're all like talking to him and he didn't say anything. He took the photo and he did.
And he just walked away.
And we're
away.
Like, you're a fucking cop.
Yeah, he was.
And it's nothing bad.
It, right.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, but you guys just have like a thing about
his
you.
Glasses.
I'm an
like,
adult. Like, yeah. I knew I was a adult teen when like, what types of cop was like, hey. And I was like, what? And we're at the block and he's like, you're funny. I was like, man, I appreciate that, fool. And then he was like, can I give you a handshake? Because I think he thought I was going to be like a dick. And I was like, yeah, fool. Like, I'm not a fucking piece of shit. Like, I got manners. What you do for a living is on you, fool. Do I agree with everything? No. Do I want you to put my friends in jail like Ramser? No. But hey, that's what you chose to do. You know, one time I ran into someone I went to high school with.
And he's
we went to the same high school I did. He's like, hey, fool, you went to Belmont too out for a couple months?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah. He thought I was a senior when you were a freshman, fool. Now I'm a hura.
He said, now I'm a hura?
And thank God he recognized me because the homies had guns.
I wonder what the origin of hura means. Like, where it comes from.
The homies call them los tíos. Hey, wey, I've been in los tíos, wey.
That's tight. What are other words for a cop?
Pigs.
Yeah, but other one, like, hura's one of them.
The fuzz.
I've never fucking heard that. He's a fucking liar. Don't
you
let
are
this
70
man.
Years old.
The fuzz.
It's the fuzz.
Yeah.
The fuzz is fucking old.
You haven't seen Hot Fuzz?
No, fool, stop being old, fool. It's fucking old shit.
What are
six,
other
six, back
for,
me up. Back
six
me up.
Is also police. My age, dumbass.
Google, no, but Google
it
Hot
is,
Fuzz.
It exists for sure, the fuzz.
The fuzz.
Who the fuck says the fuzz?
Old.
Yeah, very old, very old. 70. Yeah.
Hey, the fuzz is coming, dog.
It's the fuzz.
Two.
This has been the episode of Brown Bag.
Come on, Six.
It's the Six. Buzz. Six, can you do it with Letty?
Just do it with me.
Six, do it with Letty, fool.
This is out.
Black and brown.
Black and brown.
Run the town.
Wow, you're not trying to be like Kendrick.
You're mad that Kendrick included Mexicans.
Yeah, he's mad.
You're fucking
he's
mad. You're all turned up on the music video until you saw the Chicanos.
He turns. Dude, how do you feel about Bronny James?
He's fucking trash.
Duno hates a young black man with his
wow.
father.
Hey, I just bought 2K25. I'm not going to lie. I sent him down to the G League. He need to take the bus.
Bro, they trade him every time.
I don't hate him. If I don't hate that he's a young black man, I hate that he's a young man with a dad. That's my hating part. Why the fuck does he have a cool dad like that?
That's true. Fuck. He does hate on anyone with fathers.
Yeah, that's why I don't like Vic. Vic has a great father named C.H. Feather with a fucking house. You have two, huh? You fucking piece of shit. Share a fucking dad, lame.
Which fucking. One you want? You want my bio dad or my
stepdad? Yeah. This has been another episode of Brown Bag.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Wow.
Happy birthday, little Vic. I love you.
Happy birthday, little Vic.
Happy birthday, David. I love you.
Happy birthday,
but
David.
Why didn't you say we should have given Vic a whole thing?
Happy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. I mean, he doesn't watch the pod.
Oh, okay. You know? Happy birthday,
but happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lil Vic. Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday.
Jorjito's birthday is coming up, too.
Yeah. Happy late birthday to Jorge.
Yeah. Happy belated to Jorge.
Belated. And then we're back. We're back in December.
In December. See you in December.
And then we might be on the Christmas spirit. Bada bing, bada boom.
We're probably going to knock all of this down.
And we'll fool around with Jackie for a couple
days.
So say
goodbye.
I need a set that you can see my whole fit, homie. So I'm like, I'm being covered over.
We'll be back. We love you guys. This has been another episode of Brown Bag. Please press the links in our description. Go get your tickets for Covina December 20th. We'll be there. Bow.